Hello and welcome to episode 248 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we finish off our Tyrannosaurus trilogy as part of Dinosaur Week by meeting Sue. Today we tell a tale of bones and lawyers and Mickey Mouses. It's a warm day in Orlando, Florida, as I stand in the Animal Kingdom Park at the Walt Disney World Resort. Now, what in the world, you may be asking, does Disney have to do with dinosaurs? Well, the answer is standing before me, outside the so-called Dino Institute, home of a dinosaur attraction that certainly takes liberties with Earth's chronology. You'll find a replica of a nearly complete Tyrannosaurus Rex named Sue. Now, how she got here is quite a story indeed. The original Sue can be found in Chicago, Illinois, at the Field Museum. Which, by the way, if you get a chance to go to the Field Museum, take it. It is absolutely incredible. And home to Sue. Sue is the most complete T-Rex fossil yet discovered. Over 90% of the original skeleton has been recovered. She was named after Sue Hendrickson, the paleontologist who led the team who discovered the bones on a South Dakota dig in the 1990s. Unfortunately, the story wasn't as easy as just finding the bones and putting them in a museum. Sue's team had paid a rancher to dig on his land. And once it became obvious that they had found something huge and valuable, the rancher said that he had not given them permission to remove the bones, just permission to dig. To make things more complicated, the rancher's property fell on the sovereign soil of the Sioux Nation, Native Americans who were forced to live on reservations in South Dakota. So they also made a claim to the bones. It took 5 years of court battles before ownership of the Sioux skeleton was finally awarded to the rancher, who decided to put the bones up for a public auction. Now, the scientific community was rightfully concerned that the T-Rex would end up in private hands, away from study and the public's ability to view them. So the Field Museum in Chicago pulled together a coalition of partners, including the Walt Disney Parks and the McDonald's Corporation, to fund their $8.36 million winning bid. That is the most expensive dinosaur skeleton in history. Now, as part of the deal, the Field Museum used a lab built on the then newly opened Animal Kingdom Park at Disney World in Florida as a staging ground to prepare the bones for display in Chicago. Visitors to the new park could see real paleontology in action. A mold of the complete skeleton was taken, and a replica made from the mold of Sue was left behind at the Animal Kingdom once the skeleton was moved up to the Field Museum. And today, that replica guards the entrance to the dinosaur attraction. Of course, sponsored by McDonald's. And so we come full circle. A tale of bones and lawyers and Mickey Mouses. Thank you for tuning into episode 248 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you tune in tomorrow when we meet the dinosaur who never actually existed.